For today's GeoQuiz, we're looking for a province of South Africa. It's located near the center of the country and borders tiny, landlocked Lesotho. This is a province that's peppered with gold mines. Some extend a mile down or more. A team of scientists has made a discovery way down there. Nope, it's not gold, but something maybe more interesting to some, nematodes, or worms that can live in steamy cracks deep below the surface of the earth. In fact, scientists previously didn't believe that animals could survive that far down. So where in South Africa can you find these extremophiles? Well, we can already congratulate Ryan from Wallingford, Connecticut, and Kit from Bell Tiburon, California. They're both winners of today's GeoQuiz texting game, which we send out to cell phones before the broadcast. Anybody can play. Just text us at GeoQuiz, one word, GeoQuiz, at 69866. We're going to hear more from a geoscientist who goes on underground safaris to find these worms from hell in just about a minute. I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. Our GeoQuiz today takes us way down below the surface of the earth, deep in a gold mine in South Africa, in the South African province called Free State, which is the answer to our GeoQuiz today. A team of researchers has been studying a form of life called extremophiles, living deeper than it was previously thought any animals could survive. They thrive in cracks about a mile beneath the earth's crust. Tullis Onstott is a professor of geoscience at Princeton. Professor, what was it like the first time you came face-to-face with a worm from hell?
I'm sure not as terrifying as the bacteria that it feeds upon. I'm used to looking at bacteria under high-powered microscopes. These things you can see with your own eyes squiggling around. I'm not used to that. It's kind of scary.
When you say it's kind of scary, how big are they? And give us more of a description of what they look like.
Well, they're about a half a millimeter in size, which I know would sound small to your audience, but believe me, that's very large.
Yeah, how big is a half millimeter?
It would lie over the top of the pin with its little head and tail hanging down.
That's not so scary.
Yes, but they're little black things. But you really have to appreciate the beauty of the worm. You have to look at them with an electron microscope. And there it seems like it has about, six tongues, three noses, and a very, very large mouth.
You're getting me on that one. And so they live in these cracks that basically are homes of bacteria, and that's what they survive on.
That's exactly right. They feed preferentially on the bacteria that are down there. Talocephalobus mephisto is about a million times the size of a bacteria, so it has to consume a fair number of bacteria to keep it going down there.
So what's so surprising that they could survive about a mile beneath the Earth's crust?
Well, the surprising thing is, it's, believe it or not, its size. I mean, the scientific community is so used to thinking life deep in the crust is comprised of single-cell organisms. So to find a multicellular organism of this size down there is really quite a shock. It's like finding a Moby Dick in Lake Ontario, you know, and then you wonder, why aren't there so many fish in this lake? Well, you know why, because H. mephisto is eating the bacteria down there.
So this is like well over 100 degrees down there. But what does the fact that they can survive in that environment tell us about life on Earth?
The interesting thing is what it tells us a lot about the potential for life out there in the universe, particularly in the solar system. The fact that you have life of such complexity in an environment which isn't affected by changes in the climate on the surface tells us as much as anything about the possibility of life on another planet, that you could get very, very complex ecosystems with multicellular organisms on a planet like Mars, for instance, where previously, before this discovery, we've always thought of it in terms of looking for single-celled microorganisms. And now the possibility is it could be far more complex than that.
Tullis Onstott, professor of geoscience at Princeton University, and we've got links and photos of the worms from hell online at theworld.org. Good luck.
Thank you very much, Lisa.